From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Google is always trying to make its search engine better, and over the next few days, users around the world may notice a difference. Certain phrases you type in about your own near future will give you accurate answers, depending, of course, on whether Google has the data on you. Think flights, dinner plans, things like that. The company has said in the past it is literally trying to become the omnipotent Star Trek computer. Slate Magazine's Will Oremus has been watching this.
They want to build an artificial intelligence engine that can answer your questions in a really sort of natural, human-like way. You don't have to type in specific search queries. If I search, what am I doing tomorrow? You know, what does my calendar say I have coming up next week? Google will understand all of those things and deliver the results.
What do you find interesting about this?
I think what's really fascinating about this is that it's another step in Google's long evolution from a website that would tell you stuff about the world to an artificial intelligence engine that can tell you stuff about yourself. That is a really profound shift, and nobody can match Google so far in terms of having the technology to pull it off.
All right, well, before I let you go, I want to play a little game with you. It's called Silicon Tally. You've got a couple numbers. I've got a couple numbers. We're going to see if we're each smart enough to guess what these numbers are from tech news stories of the week. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
All right. 32.3 quadrillion shots.
The number of missed field goals by Allen Iverson in 1998.
It's a good guess. But no, it's shots fired in the video game Call of Duty in the last 10 years.
Oh my gosh, they didn't tell you how many repetitive stress injuries came from that though, did they?
I don't think they did. All right, you got one for me?
All right, I'm going to give you an easy one, Ben.
Okay.
760 miles per hour.
I know this one. It's almost the speed of sound, but not quite, and it is how fast Elon Musk thinks his Hyperloop transportation system is going to go.
You got it. Yeah, on paper, the Hyperloop will go 760 miles per hour. In reality, we'll see if it goes at all.
So far, it only exists on paper. All right, I got another one for you. 29.21 petabytes.
The amount of data that the NSA collects every year?
So close, my friend. Every day.
Oh.
Every day. All right, you got one more for me?
One more. $500.
Is it the amount of money it costs to buy one share of Apple stock, none of which I own?
You got it, Ben. You're good.
Yes.
Apple's stock price went back up above $500 for the first time since January 23rd. It had been in a big, long slump, and it seems to be finally rebounding.
Very nice. All right. Will Oremus, tech blogger at Slate Magazine. Thanks for playing along, man.
Thanks for having me, Ben.